Hello, and welcome to this news event sponsored by the law firms Piper, Wolf, Carr and Kane and Meyer Wilson. And you'll be hearing from four speakers today. And before we introduce them, I want to ask the operator to quickly explain how the Q&A period will work. Operator?
During the question and answer session, you may ask a question by pressing star and then one on your touch-tone phones. If you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Again, that is star and then one to ask a question.
Thank you. And we're going to repeat those instructions about how members of the news media can pose questions at the start of the Q&A period. As I mentioned, you'll be hearing from four speakers today. First will be Attorney Joseph Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer Wolf Managing Partner. Second will be Jeffrey Barish, son of the retired widow and GPB investor living in Boca Raton, Florida. Third will be Alexandra, a GPB investor and a retiree living in Portland, Oregon. And fourth will be Attorney Courtney Werning at Meyer Wilson. So let's begin with our first speaker, Attorney Joseph Pfeiffer of Pfeiffer Wolf. Go ahead, Joe.
Welcome. Thanks everybody for joining us today. As you just heard, I'm Joe Pfeiffer. I'm the managing partner of Pfeiffer Wolf, Carr and Kane. Pfeiffer Wolf is a national law firm with offices in New York, New Orleans, Cleveland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Austin, and Missouri. You can learn more about our firm at www.brokerwatch.com. This is a joint news conference sponsored by my firm, Pfeiffer Wolf, and the Meyer Wilson Law Firm. You'll be hearing from Courtney Werning from the Meyer Wilson firm in a few minutes. But today is really about our second and third speakers, the voices of the victims of commission grabs by greedy brokers and financial planners at an estimated 60 brokerage firms across the country that sold GPB. As you know, GPB Capital Holdings is under investigation by the FBI, the SEC, and state securities regulators. It stopped producing periodic audited financial statements. One of its principals has stated publicly that it is being run as a Ponzi-like scheme. I've been doing this kind of work for a long time, and I can tell you two things are really bad signs. One, when the FBI shows up unannounced at your office, like happened to GPB, and two, when you delay your audited financial statements. Those two things are make for a very grim outlook for GPB. What are we doing here today? Today we are announcing the first in an avalanche of retiree arbitration cases that we're going to file on behalf of investors in the GPB holding scandal. Pfeiffer Wolf and Meyer Wilson have filed complaints on behalf of a 91-year-old Florida widow in Boca Raton and a retired Russian immigrant couple in Portland, Oregon. You'll be hearing from them. But keep in mind, these two are just the tip of the iceberg. It is now widely reported that more than 60 brokerage firms and financial planning firms nationwide profited from the GPB commission grabs by selling these high-risk, high-commission products to people that just shouldn't have bought them. We are going to make these brokerage firms feel the heat by continuously filing new arbitration cases on behalf of the often elderly and unsophisticated victims who suffered losses in the grossly unsuitable GPB investments. The Florida arbitration case involving the 91-year-old widow names the defunct brokerage firm Crystal Bay Securities of Delray, Florida, and registered representative Raphael Golan, who was barred from the securities industry in May of 2019. In Oregon, Pfeiffer Wolf and Meyer Wilson also filed an arbitration case today on behalf of a retired Russian immigrant couple living in Portland. That arbitration complaint names Madison Avenue Securities, Bankers Life Securities, and unsuitable investment advice supplied by Jeffrey Raymond Dixon and Daniel Patrick Corey. Corey was the subject of a year 2000 misdemeanor conviction for theft of property in the third degree. What's at stake here? In these two cases, $1.5 million in retirement savings. In losses in GPB, we estimate that they will ultimately amount to somewhere in the billions. Two of the arbitration complaints filed today appear to share much in common with the other GPB investment victims we've talked to. They're retirees who worked hard for their whole lives. They did the right thing. They saved their money. They were good at their jobs, but they were unsophisticated investors. They have medical issues. They're elderly, and they're vulnerable to financial shenanigans. Combined with the ultra-risky nature of GPB Capital Holdings, the victims here never, ever should have been put into these products. GPB Capital has its own problems, but there's an equally big problem out there on Wall Street, and it's hitting Main Street. As sure as rats are drawn to cheese, unscrupulous brokers are drawn to high commission, high risk products like GPB. I've seen this time and time again over the 20 years that I've been doing this kind of work. They sell these kind of products to unsophisticated investors, and this must stop. This is the first, but by no means the last of the cases that we're going to file in this matter. They're going to be filed on behalf of the same elderly investors who are the usual targets of these types of high commission, high risk products. How much was made by brokers off of the GPB? We estimate that $160 million has been paid in commissions arising from the GPB debacle. That was sold to thousands of elderly victims who were just cleaned out by ruthless and greedy brokers. There's no other reason to sell this kind of product. If you were one of the victims that were sold GPB, I encourage you to contact us so that we can help you. This, unfortunately, is not a situation that's going to get better. It's going to get worse. That concludes my opening remarks, and I look forward to taking your questions.
Thank you. Again, that was Attorney Joseph Pfeiffer of Pfeiffer Wolf. And let's go to our second speaker, Jeffrey Barish, son of the retired widow in Boca Raton and GPB investor. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Thank you for inviting me to speak today. I do so because of how angry my brother and I about this systemic failure of oversight. Our 91-year-old widowed mother, Millicent, is a kind and loving person. She values her independence, and we try to respect that. I'm astonished that it was so easy for Crystal Bay Securities and its broker, Rafael Golan, to take advantage of my mother. In our opinion, she was swindled out of about $900,000, the bulk of which she was planning to live on. On Mr. Golan's advice, much of her investments were made in illiquid funds like GPB, with the rest in annuities, REITs, and life insurance. Worst yet, Mr. Golan had our mom use funds from a reverse mortgage on her home to invest even more money. We were surprised to find that Crystal Bay Securities was previously subject to three regulatory events. In 2018, Crystal Bay was required to pay an arbitration award in part for failures in its supervisory system. This is exactly what broke down here when Crystal Bay failed to oversee the work of their broker, Rafael Golan. According to information provided to us, Mr. Golan was the president and chief compliance officer of Crystal Bay Securities. In other words, he was the fox guarding the hen house. We learned that my mother was far from being the first customer to have concerns regarding their investments with Mr. Golan. He's been the subject of no fewer than 8 customer complaints regarding his unsuitable investment advice and sales practice violations. He's also been the subject of 4 regulatory events, and to cap things off, he was kicked out of the industry in May 2019. Now Mr. Golan is no longer in the industry, and his brokerage firm, Crystal Bay, is also defunct. I do not understand how our investment regulatory system let a brokerage firm and a broker like the one who victimized my mother stay in business. Both the firm and the broker should have been shut down years ago. The fact that they were allowed to keep victimizing people like a 91-year-old widow is a real tragedy. She is now moving into a senior living facility, and she needs the funds from these investments to pay her expenses. They took nearly $1 million from her, and then they tried to close up shop and scatter like cockroaches. My mother deserves justice, and we intend to see that she gets it. This should never happen again to any elderly person. Whatever is being done today to protect this generation of vulnerable Americans is coming up far short. Thank you.
Again, that was Jeffrey Barish, son of the retired widow and GPB investor living in Boca Raton, Florida. Let's proceed to our third speaker, Alexandra, a GPB investor and retiree living in Portland, Oregon. Alexandra, go ahead.
Thank you. As you heard, my name is Alexandra. I am speaking today on behalf of my husband, myself, and my husband, Grigory, who is partially paralyzed. I want to thank our attorneys at Pfeiffer Wolf and Meyer Wilson for working to help us recover our life savings. Grigory, my husband, is now disabled, and I no longer can work, so this money is vital to our quality of life. We originally dealt with Jeffrey Raymond Dixon at Madison Avenue Securities, and then Daniel Patrick Corey at Bankers Life. We only learned later that both of those individuals had problems in their backgrounds. They told us those investments were ideal for us, though to this day I still have no clear idea what it's meant by the term alternative investment. We were just told that it was right for us, our money would be safe, and we could make more money for a better retirement. And now we are at risk of losing of everything we worked for. Please understand our situation. Grigory and I immigrated from Russia to the United States in 1979. English is not our language, our first language. So we had trouble understanding the investments being presented to us. Grigory is 70 years old. Grigory has also suffered from 3 strokes, leaving him paralyzed on his right side. He had continued working as an electrical engineer until earlier this year, when he no longer could work. I have health problems of my own now and must take care of Grigory. I too am unable to keep working. My husband and I came to America with a belief in its promise and the opportunities available to everyone who works hard and plays by the rules. We lived good life for many years until illness made it impossible for us to keep working. It was at that point that those vultures descended on us and tried to pick our bones clean. We hope this can made right. We hope this can be made right, and that future injustices for others are avoided in the process. With that, I complete my statement, and thank you.
Again, that was Alexandra, a GPB investor and retiree living in Portland, Oregon. Let's go to our fourth and final speaker today, attorney Courtney Werning at Meyer Wilson. Go ahead, Courtney.
Thank you. On behalf of Meyer Wilson, I would like to join Joe Pfeiffer in welcoming everyone to this joint news conference. As you heard, I'm Courtney Werning, an attorney with Meyer Wilson, a national law firm with offices in Ohio, California, and Michigan. You can learn more about our firm at www.investorclaims.com. We've just heard those powerful statements from the parties that filed these arbitration cases today, but what I'd like to do is provide a little bit of context. Up till now, GPB Capital Holdings has been the focus, and now that is going to start to shift more and more to fleeced investors who are the victims of this scam. GPB has attracted considerable attention in recent months, including the allegations of a former business partner that GPB is run like a Ponzi scheme, using money from investors to finance payments to other investors. The FBI opened an investigation into the company and raided the GPB New York office. Over the course of the past year, multiple lawsuits have been filed and multiple regulatory investigations have been initiated, alleging that GPB has engaged in misconduct. And GPB has been telling clients that it would deliver these required audited financial statements for its funds by the middle of September, but now it says it will blow past that deadline and won't complete these until the end of the year. It appears that investors are at risk of losing all or most of their GPB investments. But what we're really focused on today are the people and the firms who used what GPB put out there, the lucrative, incredibly high commissions, and then raked in huge sums from unknowing and unsophisticated investors. You might even think of this as the second chapter of the GPB scandal, or the other shoe dropping. Now it's all about the investors who are victimized. Here are just some of the problems highlighted in these two arbitration cases. First, the brokerage firms failed to do any kind of due diligence to detect the problems with GPB Capital. Firms that sell private placements like GPB are required to conduct an investigation before it could be offered to a single client. They had to investigate and analyze things like liquidity, transparency, and pricing, creditworthiness of the issuer, and the costs and fees associated with purchasing and selling the given product. And only after that extensive vetting process can a brokerage firm sell the product. That certainly wasn't done here. The regulatory issues GPB faces make clear that the products peddled by these companies were inherently flawed and subject to serious risks that should have prevented brokers and brokerage firms from selling it to anyone, let alone elderly, unsophisticated investors like Mrs. Barish and Alexandra and her husband. Had any one of these firms done what it was required to do, these people would not have been victims, and the sale of GPB to these investors would have been and should have been outright prohibited. Second, the brokerage firms failed to supervise the brokers who made these unsuitable investment recommendations in order to grab fat commissions. These brokers had problem backgrounds, including other complaints about unsuitable investments. The Crystal Bay broker in Florida had his stunning 8 customer complaints on his record. Because of this, these brokers should have been under hyper-diligent supervision by their firms, and instead the firms failed entirely in their supervisory obligations. Third, it's simply unacceptable to sell ultra-risky private placements to retirees who have no ability to sell the investment if they need the money. And fourth, when the losses started to mount, the brokers and the brokerage firms took absolutely no action to protect the interest of their clients. We know from the estimated $160 million in commissions paid out on GPB capital investments that this pattern we see in the Florida and Oregon cases went on all over the country. Given the ultra-high risk of the investment, it would have been impossible to find enough investors for whom it was suitable to account for just a tiny sliver of those commissions. That concludes my opening remarks, and I look forward to taking your questions.
Again, that was Attorney Courtney Werning of Meyer Wilson, and that takes us to the Q&A portion of the call. And before we begin, I want to bring the operator back on the line to explain again how members of the media can queue up to ask a question. Operator?
Once again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then 1 on your touch-tone phones. If you decide to withdraw your questions, you may press star and then 2 to remove yourself from the list. We do ask that you please limit yourselves to one question and a single follow-up. If you need to ask an additional question, please know that you may press star and then 1 to rejoin the question queue.
Thank you. And just to make sure that everyone knows how to get information following this news event, there will be an audio recording available online. It'll be at gpblawyer.com. That's gpblawyer, all one word, .com. And if you need to connect for information or with the speakers you're hearing from, just contact Max Carlin at 703-276-3255. And that's 703-276-3255. Okay, operator, do we have any questions ready to go?
I am not showing a question at this time, but if you would like to join the question queue once again, that is star and then 1.
Okay, thank you very much. I know that some reporters prefer to take their questions offline, but let's see, at this moment, I'm just going to ask if either of the attorneys, either Joe or Courtney, want to offer any... Oh, you know what? I spoke too soon. I think we do have a question queued up at this time. Let's go to that right now. Operator?
And our question comes from Toby Salinger from Financial Planning. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi. Thanks very much for holding this event, and appreciate you providing the documents in terms of the statement of claims for these two disturbing cases. For the lawyers, is there a sense on how many arbitrations you're looking at filing over the next few months? Is there a particular time at which we can expect more of them? And can you say anything about the number of brokerage firms involved? Clearly, there are a few smaller ones that were mentioned here, but definitely some ones with a lot of complaints on their records. And I was wondering if you have a sense of how many and what size brokerages we're talking about here in terms of facing additional arbitration claims?
Sure. This is Joe Pfeiffer. There appear to be about 60 broker-dealers nationwide that sold this stuff. They range in size from, Cascade, who we filed against in Colorado, the two firms we filed against here. You've got people like Woodbury. You've got Center Street Securities, Crown Capital Securities, everybody from really small people, FSC Securities, which is a larger independent. They're all independents, but they range in size national securities, that kind of stuff. What they all have in common is that none of them did any due diligence on this, and all of them sold this to unsuspecting investors and made enormous commissions doing so. You'd asked when we expect to be doing more filings and how many. I think we'll be doing scores, if not hundreds, of filings ultimately in this case. And I suspect when at some point GPB, and internally we've been referring to GPB as greedy problem brokers, because that is what it attracts. You get an 8 to 11% commission for these selling these products, and that's what it attracts, is greedy problem brokers. And so eventually GPB is going to have to release some sort of audited financials. Their last auditor did a withdrawal. They promised to get the audited financials out in September. Now they're saying by the end of the year. At some point, they're going to have to come clean about what's going on over there. And at this point, I think there are many investors out there that unfortunately are just unaware of how bad the problems are. But as the awareness rises in the investing community, and as people become aware of what's happening over there, I anticipate just an enormous wave of filings. We think this has been sold to about 6,000 to 6,500 investors across the country. So this is a big, big, big time bomb waiting to happen.
Wow.
And just as a follow-up to Joe's answer, this is Courtney Werning. In June, you may have seen that GPB estimated the value of its funds to be $1.1 billion, or 61% of the initial raised capital of $1.8 billion. So that's an automatic loss of $700 million. But, of course, it's simply made up because the financials, the audited financials, have not been released yet. When it all shakes out, we believe the losses are going to be substantially more than that $700 million number.
Wow. Is there time for one more, should I go back in queue?
We'll allow one follow-up. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted
to... Even though your first one was multi-part, we'll allow it.
I know, that's true.
It's all right.
This one will be more straightforward. I will certainly read the statement of claim in full in each case, but just wanted to get a sense of one of the investors was talking about the way it was described, and just if we could hear a bit more about what were the brokers saying about this product. Because it is a pretty complicated and risky product. So I was just wanting to know what was it that the brokers were telling investors about these GPB private placements?
We've heard from not only the investors in this case, but the investors, dozens of investors across the country. And universally, this is sold as a safe, secure, income-producing product. They will say things, oftentimes brokers, to sell these kinds of products like GPB, and in GPB's case specifically, they will say, the stock market's risky. This isn't the stock market. This is a lot safer. You're investing directly with this company. And so it's sold as exactly the opposite of what it is. This is an extremely risky, very costly investment, and it was sold as something that you could count on for your retirement. And that's just, frankly, it's inexcusable.
And in any investment like this, you see a lot of retirees getting involved simply for the reason that it's sold as a safe way to kick off attractive income. So for retirees, that's particularly enticing. And so we're likely going to see thousands of retirees who lost most, if not all, of their investment in this.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, operator, just so that we can give reporters who may have missed the beginning of our call the opportunity to pose a question, I'd like to invite you on once again to repeat how members of the media can ask a question.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star and then one on a touch-tone phone. To remove yourself from the queue, you may press star and two. Again, that is star and then
one
to ask a question.
Thank you. And as a reminder, there will be an audio recording of today's news event and media materials available online at gpblawyer.com. That's gpblawyer.com. And if you need other information or need to connect with any of the speakers you're hearing from today, contact Max Carlin at 703-276-3255. Operator, do we have any further questions?
I am showing no additional questions.
Okay. Well, like I said earlier, we know that some reporters prefer to take their questions offline. And as I was beginning to do earlier, I want to give Joe, Courtney, opportunity to just make a closing remark if they're interested. Joe or Courtney, any closing thoughts before we end today's news event?
I guess I would just say that it overall, if you have GPB in your portfolio, you have a problem in your portfolio and you need to take action. And we're here to help, and we are intend to hold all of the brokers and the people who sold this accountable for their actions and for destroying the lives, frankly, of thousands of people across the country and imperiling their financial security. That's all. Thank you.
All right, great. Well, thank you all for joining this news event sponsored by the law firms Piper, Wolf, Carr, and Kane, and Meyer Wilson. Please contact Max Carlin at 703-276-3255 if you have further questions. And that concludes today's news event. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. We do thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.